A recent British medical study has found that women who take hormones after menopause face a greater risk of breast cancer than had been thought, and are at risk regardless of which formulation they use. Here to tell us more is Dr. Benjamin Ansell. He's an internist and the head of the Comprehensive Health Program at the University of California at Los Angeles. Ben Ansell, what do you do if you're a woman who's been taking hormone replacement drugs for a while and then you read about this study?
I think a woman on hormone replacement has to ask herself why she's taking the medicines. Is it because it's something that she was told to do 5 or 10 years ago as she entered menopause? Or is she actively managing the symptoms of menopause, or is she concerned about a potential health risk that might be affected by hormone replacement? We now know that really the only validated use of hormone replacement therapy is to manage the symptoms of menopause. It doesn't prevent illness, and it does certainly make women feel better in menopause, but it doesn't necessarily prolong their life. It actually has some significant health risks.
In the past, it was said that the medical benefits of hormone replacement drugs outweighed the risk, but does that hold true in with this study?
Well, there's no question. A generation of physicians and our patients were convinced that the benefits of estrogen replacement on improving the quality of life in women, on prolonging their life potentially, especially geared towards heart disease, would outweigh any minimal risks, presumably, of cancer. But we're now realizing with this study and others like it that there's clearly an increased risk of breast cancer. It's not just the estrogen, but probably the progestin within these hormones. And also there's a worsened risk of heart disease and stroke with these medications as well.
Isn't there a mix of contradictory information about this?
Well, the mix is more of a historical mix. I think in the last 5 years, there's been relatively negative news on hormone replacement, whereas almost everything before that time provided at least an intellectual rationale why we would consider using this more broadly in postmenopausal women. I think it's becoming more clear that this is really just a way to manage the symptoms of menopause and hopefully for just a short period of time.
You've been talking about these symptoms. Just for the men in the audience who may not know all this, exactly what are these symptoms and how bad are they?
Well, they differ among different women, but for the most part, the most common symptom is hot flashes. Patients can also have vaginal dryness, they can have mood swings, their skin and hair can change, they can gain weight. And we try to tackle those symptoms if we can individually with other non-hormonal therapies if possible.
You said before we sat down for this interview that this is one of the stickiest and most difficult areas to give advice in these days. Why is that so?
Well, I think we're dealing with significant health issues for a woman, both how she feels and her actual health risks. And sometimes those are in opposition. A woman could feel miserable and have a lower risk for heart disease and breast cancer, or she could feel well and also have the lurking fear of both of those conditions in the back of her mind. And at the same time, the medical community, the media are giving, frankly, contradictory information about this important area for women.
Dr. Benjamin Ansell, he's an internist and the head of the Comprehensive Health Program at the University of California at Los Angeles. Thanks for coming in to Day to Day.
My pleasure.
This is Day to Day from NPR News.